Staying overseas, and a court in the United States has found the Syrian government liable for the death of the American war correspondent Marie Colvin in 2012. Ms. Colvin died in the besieged city of Homs in Syria after a shelling attack on the building she was in. The judge has ordered the Syrian government to pay more than $300 million American dollars in damages, as Alexandra Fisher reports.
Maybe I would have liked a more normal life. Maybe I just don't know how.
In an upcoming movie on her life, Marie Colvin is celebrated as a fearless journalist, right up until her untimely death in Syria. The Sunday Times journalist was killed alongside a French photographer in a building used as a makeshift media centre during sustained artillery barrages. Photographer Paul Conroy was working with Colvin and was injured in the shelling.
You know, Marie, what I've said for 7 years, was targeted and assassinated by the state.
It was Paul Conroy who encouraged Marie Colvin's family to pursue a lawsuit against the Syrian regime. Their lawyers had argued that her death was an assassination. In the verdict unsealed on Wednesday, a US district court judge found the Syrian military had deliberately targeted the media center. The suit used eyewitness accounts, testimony from defectors, and recovered Syrian government documents to prove the military spent days trying to locate the building.
You know, we've been waiting, you know, on tenterhooks since we filed it, you know, since we started 6 years ago now. And all of a sudden to see it, you've won. You know, it's happened. They have been found guilty, you know, and that's an amazing thing to be given because that enables us to go on now.
The photographer Paul Conroy was speaking at a media event promoting the movie A Private War. Marie Colvin, who had covered conflicts around the world for the Sunday Times, wore a signature black patch over her left eye after being blinded by a grenade in Sri Lanka in 2001.
The film is a homage to not just Marie, but to journalism. Mm-hmm. And it's under attack from every quarter, you know. Saudi's killing their own journalists and embassies, the European investigative journalist in Malta, Trump in America, you know, 80 journalists were killed last year.
Damascus has never responded to the suit. Marie Colvin's family hope to recover the $302 million US dollars in damages by targeting frozen Syrian government assets overseas. Professor Stephen Freeland, Dean of the School of Law at Western Sydney University.
If the plaintiffs actually want to try to get this money because maybe they might feel that they've made the point they want to. But if they want to get that, it's of course they have to find appropriate assets that can be identified as being held by the Syrian regime and attach this judgment to those assets.
But Professor Freeland says it will be extremely difficult for the plaintiff to get part or all of these damages.
That said, even without the money, this is a powerful statement. It's highly public, it's highly embarrassing, it will clearly resonate at the highest levels of many governments. In the judgment itself, right at the beginning, the judge said that Marie Colvin was, and I quote, an American war journalist, hailed by many as the greatest war correspondent of a generation.
Professor Stephen Freeland, the Dean of the Law School at Western Sydney University, ending Alexandra Fisher's report.